If you've had a summer garden, is there something you planted that now as the summer winds down and the air gets cooler, it's growing like crazy? For us, it's basil. We have tons of it. We're at the point in the growing season where we know what worked and what didn't, and we are clinging to every bit of harvest we still have. Our basil was started from seeds, so it's fun to be able to enjoy the fruit of that and walk outside to get fresh basil for a caprese salad, to put on pizzas, use in spaghetti sauce, or maybe fresh pesto. But here's the thing. We have way more than we can use. It keeps growing bigger and bigger, and we simply can't use it all. So I texted my neighbors the message, "I got basil. If you need some, come and get it," because I don't want to see it go to waste and die on the vine. There are some ways I could try and preserve it, but bottom line, if it's not used, it will waste. All that fresh, beautiful, sweet basil growing tall and ready to be used in so many ways, if not harvested, will not be used. As I was gathering a handful of this fresh herb one day, God spoke these words clearly to my heart. "What am I growing in you that you aren't using?" It stopped me in my tracks, and it's left something stirring in my heart since. I started thinking a bit deeper about life and the unique gifts and talents that God gives us. I try to say yes to what God places in front of me, but what about the deeper dreams and gifts that require that water-walking faith to fully lean into? Just being honest, that's tougher for me. Our life is no accident, and we are each uniquely designed for specific purposes at specific times in and out of every season. We are equipped and gifted, blooming with potential. But what if we don't use it? Does potential die on the vine like my basil with the first freeze? 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Peter writes this as a part of his first letter. He is encouraging all the scattered sojourners and pilgrims of the faith to not forget who God has called us out to be. He doesn't say if you have a gift. No, it's understood the gift has been given to us all on our journey. God invites us out of our fear, out of our shame, complacency, and questioning, out of our self-sufficiency and doubt to use the precious gifts that are easily seen on the outside as well as those he is cultivating and growing deep on the inside. When we surrender and walk in who God has created us to be with our gifts, as a body, we shine bright, God's beautiful grace to the world. That's the truth. What is God growing in you that you aren't using? Don't let it die on the vine like my basil. Move in and out of your gifting. Speak, work, serve, and give God all the glory. I'm Lori Klein.